Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage you to go on our website, download Devil Radio app, or go to Apple Google Store, or much more easily, just sit there and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then whenever you want to hear it, you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. That's it. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. That link is on there because our listeners wanted it on there. You know there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out all the time, every day, attacking our democracy, really, calling into question our elections, spreading the big lie. Devil Radio is the one strong, clear voice against that. All of our programming against that. Going to Florida, you know, DeSantis. Now, DeSantis is a guy, the governor, who thinks he's running for president. Let me tell you something. This guy's not going to be president. He just comes across, you know, you have to have a certain lightness of being, a certain personality. This guy looks very dour all the time, but he's up to his old tricks. He attacks Biden all the time. He attacks hard infrastructure. He attacks soft infrastructure. He attacks mask mandates, vaccines. But it's just come out that he is using $3.5 billion from Biden's COVID relief money to fund all of his high-profile budget items that he's taking credit for. And including, he's also allocating $1.2 billion in a gas tax break to lower taxes, state taxes on gas in Florida. Now, there is a provision in those funds that you can't use it to simply lower taxes. Because what they were afraid of is that what would happen is you give state X, a red state with a red governor, red legislature, $3 billion, and they just lower their state income taxes by that, targeting it to the highest income taxpayers so that, in effect, they're paying virtually no taxes. There is a prohibition in that, in those bills, that you can't do that. It's being ignored by Republican governors all around the country. And they're thinking of sneaky ways to do it. There have been court cases. There will be more court cases. It depends on who the judge is. It depends on a lot of things. He may be saying that the $1.2 billion in the gas tax case, the reduction benefits everybody, even low-income people who are buying gasoline, which is true. On the other hand, what is the purpose of this COVID relief? What is the purpose of their state gas tax down there? Is it being used to fund people who need funding? There's no income tax in Florida, no state income tax. Upper income people who retire in Wisconsin frequently change their residence to Florida, and they go down there and stay there for 6 months and one day, and then they say they're Florida residents to pay no income tax. Florida basically offloads its tax liabilities and offloads the responsibility to run its government off of the income tax to other taxes, which are very regressive, a sales tax, gas tax, and so forth. They don't have a graduated income tax where wealthier people pay more money because they have no income tax. So they all tried to get at this, Biden did, and the federal government in general did, when they allocated this COVID relief money. But here you have a clown, DeSantis, just doing it, not putting an income tax, not making sure that there's some graduated burden more on upper income people, but simply, and then boasting about it, attacking Biden and then boasting about it. And the rest of the $3.5 billion, there are all sorts of initiatives that he's going around boasting about. Quote, I found the money. I found the money. He said, I found the money to do this without raising your taxes. Yeah, Biden found the money. Schumer and Pelosi found the money. The Senate and the House found the money. And this reminds me of the guys in Mississippi and Alabama who savagely attacked Biden, savagely attacked anything having to do with transfer of federal money to states, even though those are among the highest recipients of federal money. Mercilessly go around their states saying, we believe in fiscal responsibility. We're staying up to Biden. And then this stuff comes in and a bridge gets built or a senior citizen center gets built with federal money. And they pose there grinning and saying, I brought this back. I brought this back. You know, you wonder sometimes if people are falling for this or if there's a deeper psychological impact at work. I think it's a deeper psychological impact. Nietzsche, the philosophy of Friedrich Nietzsche identified this, that one of the biggest burdens you can impose on someone is to give them something. Because the insult to their vanity and their dignity makes it very difficult for them to take it, and you're in charge. And so in this particular circumstance, people might be saying, you know, I'm tired of being called the poorest state in the country. I'm tired of being accused of being a taker. So I'm going to elect guys that get up there on their hind legs, you know, and they go, Biden's bad, Democrats are bad, federal money's bad. But we definitely expect it here. We need it, because otherwise we'd really be in terrible shape. So when it comes in, our local yokels who went up there saying Biden's bad and federal money's bad, come back here and show us the new senior center and show us all this stuff. And we're just very happy. And they have it both ways. And it's psychological. They know very well. They know very well that the local hack that they elected to the Senate or the Congress is pulling a game here. They know it very well. I think they know it in Florida. And he goes around, and in all of the regional newspapers, there'll be a picture of DeSantis grinning and putting his arm around the local mayor saying, I brought money back. And at the same time, he's going after Biden. Going to the lines, Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jean. What's on your mind today?
Thank you so much for covering this. I couldn't believe it. I watch other people's news, you know, the different states' news to see what's going on. And I watch my own, you know, to see how they're portraying, you know, what's going on in our country. And I watch my local, too, to make sure they're covering the state, which they don't do a very good job of. But anyway, I couldn't believe it when I saw it on the television. I thought, oh, no, and then they list it. You know, people are watching their TV, and then there's DeSantis standing there and showing all the things that he's going to do. You know, the tax break was even up there on the screen. I thought, oh, my God, they got away with it again. But I thought, geez, I hope somebody down there starts putting ads out left and right, you know, right now when it's hitting the people that they're getting all this stuff from their governor. And guess what? He was people were starting to doubt that guy and really think he was really bad news. But, you know, people aren't putting this all together because, you know, I hear Republicans saying you know, that, you know, Biden didn't win. Intelligent people, you know, and, oh, you know, he's not doing anything for us. And but they're so busy with their world that they just take it for granted that even the news will tell them the truth. So I hope somebody down there starts running ads that this guy is a con man and Biden was the one that got this stuff going in the Democrats. That would be a wonderful thing. I hope they start, you know, right when the message comes out, they got to get a message out there that this guy didn't do it. Republicans voted against it. Republicans been putting every roadblock up they can so the people get it. Because when they see that stuff, it always, you know, they'll say it visually and they'll say it verbally. And then the people don't have any alternative ways to think about it because they see it at that time. So then if they got ads saying, no, this isn't what he did, he didn't do it, immediately, that can block that message that, you know, that the Republicans like to say over and over again about how great they are. And then, you know, the Democrats are so bad. So I hope somebody who's got a lot of money will start putting up ads like that down there, you know, opposite of what this guy's saying, you know, to counter the lies, to give the facts. So thank you, Matt, so much for your gift to us this morning, and you have a great day.
Okay, thank you, Jean. Right on, as always. Yeah, let me say a few things on that. And first of all, do you know that in various polls, something like 67% of Republicans say that they don't think Biden won the election fairly? And what they're doing is, when there is a constant barrage of negative false facts, and that's all they hear, and that's continually what they hear, I think it is sinking in. The truth of the matter is, I think, yeah, paid ads are good, and there are some good paid ads coming out blasting Ron Johnson. But Biden and the Democrats have got to be a lot more vocal. Garland, a lot more vocal. There have to be some prosecutions. There have to be prosecutions against people threatening poll workers, people threatening healthcare workers. There have to be prosecutions of people for January 6th and for the extortion of Raffensperger in Atlanta. Somebody has to come out and say, Trump is lying. The Republicans are lying. They lost. They're no good. And that, you know, if Trump were president now and had won somehow, and Biden went around saying that he really won, Trump wouldn't keep quiet. He'd say he's lying. Look at that pathetic, broken down figure. He's lying. Biden's personality is not that way. I get it. But somebody's personality better be that way other than Matt Flynn. OK, so that's where we are. Going back to the lines, Mark from the SAC, my friend. We have 2 minutes before the break, my friend. Let me know what's on your mind.
Yeah, to echo what Jeannie just said, you just hit it out of the park. You know, we have to start coming down on the people that every single death threat against a poll worker should be investigated and should be, and the people should be just immediately arrested. You know, if there's any truth to the investigation at all, that they get arrested and then it can proceed from there. Their butts are in jail. I just read the Reuters story on the two poll workers in Georgia. It's just disgusting. It looks like Bill Barr himself was ignoring this stuff and just kowtowing to Trump. You know, doing a false investigation against the poll workers rather than the people that were making the death threats. And again, we have to, you know, the Biden should be, you know, trumpeting out his account, you know, what he has accomplished here. This money is not coming from Ron Johnson or the Republicans, any of the Republicans. You know, that it's coming from, you know, from the Democrats, and they need to just, you know, that take out full page ads in the newspapers or on social media and just plaster them with it and just nail them between the eyes with it. I mean, these guys are lucky that to make a cultural reference for those who've seen Deadwood. I mean, you know, Al Swearengen, who more or less ran Deadwood, did not tolerate this kind of stuff from corrupt politicians.
Right.
That I'm not
You're making good
that,
points, Mark. We're going to a break. I'm going to respond afterwards. You made excellent points building on Jean of Eau Claire. But basically right now is 2/3 of Republicans have bought the lie, and that's got to be corrected. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.